Revelation to the Prophet Joseph Smith and to You by Ryan Carr, Church Magazines. Think of all the amazing things that Joseph Smith accomplished: translating the Book of Mormon, organizing the church, receiving the priesthood, building temples, teaching the restored gospel, sending out missionaries. And it's all the more amazing that he did those things at such a young age. How did he know how to do those things? Fortunately, he didn't have to guess. He was guided by revelation. Through these revelations, many of which are now contained in the Doctrine and Covenants, the Lord taught him doctrine, guided him in organizing the church, and answered important questions. Here are just a few examples. Questions answered by revelation. Who has authority to baptize? On May 15, 1829, Joseph Smith and Oliver Cowdery prayed about baptism. John the Baptist appeared and gave them the Aaronic priesthood and commanded them to baptize one another. See Doctrine and Covenants 13. Is it okay to use tobacco? Chewing and smoking tobacco were common practices in Joseph Smith's day. In 1833, he prayed for guidance on the topic and received the revelation known as the Word of Wisdom, which states that tobacco is not for the body. See Doctrine and Covenants section 89. Why do we do temple work for the dead? Under the Prophet Joseph Smith's leadership, church members built the Kirtland Temple and then the Nauvoo Temple, where they could perform baptisms and other temple ordinances. Doctrine and Covenants, section 128, explains that we without them, the dead, cannot be made perfect, neither can they without us be made perfect. Verse 18. You too can have the Lord guide your life and answer your questions through personal revelation. Sometimes those answers will come from the scriptures or from inspiration you feel in your heart and mind. And sometimes you move ahead in faith, not knowing exactly how things will turn out, but trying your best to be obedient. It usually takes time to find the inspiration and guidance you need. Like the prophet Joseph, you can learn the Lord's will, line upon line, precept upon precept, Doctrine and Covenants, section 98, verse 12. As the prophet did, begin with prayer. Ask Heavenly Father for inspiration from the Holy Ghost. Search the scriptures and teaching of modern prophets. Make your decision and then ask if it's right. See Doctrine and Covenants, section 9. Learning over time. Take a look at this map, and you'll see where Joseph Smith was when he received these revelations from the Lord. The revelations came when and where Joseph Smith needed them according to the Lord's will. Joseph received 46 revelations in Kirtland, Ohio, but he didn't have to stay there to continue being guided by the Lord. He also received revelations in Pennsylvania, New York, Missouri, and Illinois. These revelations came over a period of many years. Wouldn't it have been nice if the Lord had revealed everything Joseph Smith needed to know about the priesthood in one revelation? Instead, the Lord gave the prophet revelations about the priesthood in 1829, 1830, 1832, 1835, 1841, and so on. See, for example, Doctrine and Covenants, section 13, section 20, section 84, section 107, and section 124. Your gospel knowledge will grow over time too. As you learn the gospel with the help of the Holy Ghost through the scriptures, general conference, church meetings, seminary, and so on, your understanding will grow over time, just as Joseph Smith did. Sidebar: accomplishments at a young age. Joseph Smith was 14 at the first vision and 17 at the first visit from the angel Moroni. He was 21 when he received the golden plates and just 23 when he finished translating the Book of Mormon in less than 60 working days. Over half of the revelations in our Doctrine and Covenants were given through the prophet while he was 25 or younger. President Dallin H. Oaks, First Counselor in the First Presidency, April 1996 General Conference. End of the article, Revelation to the Prophet Joseph Smith and to You, read by Ethan Nelson.